A large chum salmon bounces as it drops onto a rapidly moving conveyor belt inside Icicle Seafood's processing plant. A worker grasps the slippery fish by the tail and quickly beheads it. The salmon body continues down the line to another worker dressed in full yellow rubber. It's almost as wet inside the gray building as outside beneath the gray skies. Icicle Seafood's plant manager, Patrick Wilson, explains the process.
What they're doing here, splitting the bellies open. The machine cuts the head off of the shaft that comes out, loosen the guts up by where the head was cut off. And then they go through the cleaning stations here, the fish cleaner. Here, when the guts come out, they pass over here. These people take the eggs out. We save the eggs. This waste here goes to the meal plant.
The company has a full roster of more than 600 employees this summer, up from around 300 last summer. Roughly 100 of those are local, and the rest come from all over the United States, mostly the West Coast. Wilson says the number of returning employees is up this summer, at nearly one-third. James Patterson just started his first season at Icicle, working in the freezer.
It's a lot of pushing heavy carts of fish. And it's about, from what I understand, 10 degrees in the freezer. The carts we push weigh about 1,000 pounds, so it's pretty hardcore.
Patterson says he was unemployed in California for a year and is happy to have a job, even at Alaska's minimum wage.
I only get like $7.75 an hour, so it's kind of chump change, but it's better than being unemployed, I guess.
Trident Seafood's plant manager, Dave Omer, says most processing workers put in significant overtime at time-and-a-half pay.
In this business, the only way for people that are away from their homes to make a decent amount of money is to put in a lot of hours. And so, yeah, I mean, in the peak of the season, it's 12 to 14 hours consistently a day is certainly available.
Working 14 hours, a first-year employee can make $132 a day before taxes. Patterson is already putting in long hours.
Monday, Tuesday, and so far today, I've got 33 and a quarter hours.
He says he's hoping to make at least $4,000 this summer.
Basically, all this is to pay off credit card debt. I owe quite a bit, so I'm not going to have anything when it's done. I'm just going to be able to get back down to zero, really.
Most workers live in bunkhouses owned by the processors. I joined some of them for dinner at the Trident Seafood's cookhouse one evening. A game of safety bingo is in progress when I walk in. Every worker gets a bingo card, and every day there are no reported injuries, a number is drawn. Bingo earns a jacket. Anyone with a blackout wins cash.
Okay. All right.
The minute bingo ends, everyone dedicates themselves to shoveling food before the end of the 30-minute dinner break. A group of teenagers from Washington State talk to me as they eat. They found their jobs through a former teacher.
Her husband works for Trident, and she basically just said, "Do you want to go to Alaska for the summer?" And said, "Yeah." So we all came.
Some of them say that after a week of work, they're already reconsidering their future plans.
Not working a cannery.
I'm thinking about actually going to college now, so I don't have to do work like this.
No, I'm just kidding. I like it.
Another table of workers say they've been rotating seasonally between fish processing and farm work in California for more than 5 years. That worker says he and his companions come partly for the money and partly to escape the heat. Trident manager Dave Omer says the Petersburg plant has almost an 80% return rate for workers this year. The season is off to a good start, according to Omer.
People are making enough money that's worth being here.
Workers only get paid while they're processing, so the more fish, the more they work. Omer says expectations for this season are high, and he hopes the fish deliver.
We're all hoping that by the time we get to September that the volume of fish has come through. But, I mean, in general, the demand for salmon is still good worldwide. And with volume, it should be a good year for Petersburg.
Icicle and Trident employ approximately 650 workers between the two of them. The other large processor in town, Ocean Beauty, employs roughly another 200. Ocean Beauty did not return calls for comment. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.